to use the Force against an opponent when you were no real danger was wrong. She had been taught so all her life. The Force was not something to spend like a token in a sweet shop simply because you could. Neither was it solely a weapon. So what was left? Her own fighting skills. These were not inconsiderable. Jedi were trained in all manner of disciplines, both mental and physical, and the Masters knew there were times when use of the Force was not appropriate. Even without activating her lightsaber, she was someone to be reckoned with. He leapt, covering the two strides separating them with phenomenal speed. Barriss barely had enough time to dodge, twist to her left, and block, so that his punch glanced off her shoulder instead of connecting with her solar plexus. She backed away, keeping her guard up. "Excellent," he said. "You have very good reflexes, but you should have counterattacked. Pure defense is a losing strategy." Jai circled the opposite way, moving his hands up and down and around in an almost hypnotic weave, trying to draw her attention. He came in again, and this time, instead of moving out of his path, Barriss slid forward to meet him. But she dropped very low, below his center of gravity, firing a hard punch at his belly as his strike sailed over her head. She hit him, but it was like punching a wall. There was no give. His abdominals were like ridged plasteel. She scooted out of range as fast as she could, but not fast enough. She caught a slap on the left side of her neck as she retreated, hard enough to make her vision flare red for an instant. She gained two steps away, and he turned to face her again. "Very good, Padawan. Not the best target, but a clean strike. You'll need more than one, though. Think combinations. High-low, multiple attacks." Her neck stung, but the pain was small and no damage done. The Force sang within her, and she could barely keep from using its power. The dark side was always there, her master had told her, always waiting for an opportunity to be set loose. Given once, it would be twice as powerful the next time. Give in again, and you might be lost forever. Oh, but she wanted to show him, wanted to knock that gloating smirk from his face and replace it with awe, with amazement, with fear. Too much thinking, she realized too late. Jai leapt in again, and in a fast series of opened-hand techniques, slapped her head, her torso, and her hip. The last hit was coupled with a foot hooked around her ankle. Barriss went down hard, and the wet ground was only a little forgiving as she slammed into it. Whatever might have happened next, as she scrambled back up into a defensive stance, was interrupted by the too familiar drone of lifters arriving. People came boiling out of their quarters, heading for their stations. Those who noticed Jai and Barriss at all spared them little more than a glance. "I think we're done," Jai said. "My point has been made." Barriss said nothing. She did not trust herself to. Her rage enveloped her like the mud. She trembled under the weight of it. She could feel the dark side surging within her, whispering to her of how good it would feel, how easy it would be to let her rage fuel it and send it ravening for her enemy. To seize her lightsaber, leap after him, and bisect him with a single downward slash of the singing energy blade. Fo Jai had no idea how close to dying he was just then. Her rage was such that a flicker of a finger would suffice. He'd never know what hit him, and it would even be justice in a fashion. Was he not, after all, a killer? Yes, he was. But Barriss Ophi was not. It was one of the hardest things she'd ever done, but she did it. She resisted the dark side. She lost the battle, but won the war. This time. Dender went where he usually went to work out his problems, the cantina. But even sitting there in the semi-darkness, feeling the damp, sluggish air, reluctantly stirred by the circulators, sliding over him like hot oil, he barely sipped at his drink. Filba was history, and so was Den's story. Nobody wanted to read an expose about a dead hut on a one-rocket planet. As he'd suspected, Blade had been in on whatever skullduggery had been going with Philba. That was a great story, but one he couldn't dare file until he was at least 50 parsecs away. The enmity of angry, crooked, and feral admirals being generally bad for one's health. Still, the stone hidden in the stew was that the admiral knew somebody had seen and heard what had happened just before Philba was shuffled off back to the primordial ooze from whence he'd come. It wasn't the admiral who had poisoned him. Den was fairly sure of that, judging by Blade's reactions. Not that it mattered much, since black marketing during wartime was generally considered treason and was punishable by death. At best, even if Den had all kinds of outstanding favors due him from high places, which he didn't, his career would be ruined if this got out while he was still in the same sector as Blade. At worst, he'd be quietly executed and spaced. The first thing he had done after he saw Blade crush the Moon Moth was feed the receiver unit into a waste disposal unit that turned it into sludge and piped it off into the swamp with the rest of the sewage slurry. The recording from the cam, a disc the size of his little fingernail, was now glued to the back of a wall brace of the South Refresher, just a handspan above the catalytic tanks. Not a place where anybody would happen across it, and one where, even if by some miracle it was found, it wouldn't be connected to him. He needed the recording to verify his story. But he didn't need Blade finding it and having him shot. The only problem was, this meant Den was going to be stuck here on scenic Drongar for a while. Any sudden move to fire thrusters now would certainly throw the hard glare of suspicion on him. No, he would just have to stick it out. Find another story to justify his being here. Maybe something with Fojai, that fighter who'd slaughtered the mercenaries. It wouldn't be too comfortable to have him irritated at you either. But at least Den could get some protection from the higher-ups, Jai being only a lieutenant. Yeah, that would keep the pot boiling long enough for him to eventually jet this swamp world. Once he was on the other side of the core, then he could bring low the mighty Admiral Blade for his audience. Black Market Admiral revealed. Associate in crime dies mysteriously. Den smiled. He did love a thrilling headline. He took a bigger sip of his drink. Problem raised, problem solved. Another victory for crack reporter Den Durr, speaking to you live from the Jasiric front in the Clone Wars.